Beloved Bhagwan, I am always intrigued by Eastern scriptures that begin with Om Shanti, 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 and end with Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Would you please talk about this?
Manisa, the East has approached reality in almost diametrically opposite way than the West. First, the simple meaning of the words should be understood, and then all the implications. All Eastern scriptures begin with Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And they also end with the same. Om is the symbol of the universal heartbeat. It is not a word. And as you come closer and closer to the universal heartbeat, the byproduct is a deepening silence. Shanti means silence. And it is always repeated three times, because by the time you reach to the four, you are no more. Just the silence has remained. You have disappeared as an entity separate from the universe. The West has not been able to begin even a single scripture. With this intuition, it is understandable. They never went into the deeper communion between your heart and the bigger heart of the universe. They had taken a wrong route, that of fighting, that of conquering, that of being victorious. They had chosen to be extroverts. Their world is true, but they don't know anything about themselves. The outside is true and the inside has not been explored. The Eastern meditators found as they entered into their inner being, first they are surrounded with a tremendously beautiful and musical sound. And it is not the sound played on any music, it is simply the heartbeat of the universe. And once they come in tune with the heartbeat of the universe, silence descends. They would like to dance and declare to the world about silence. But they can say only three times, silence, silence, silence. And they are melting and merging. Rather than beginning their declaration of silence louder, it is becoming more and more like a whisper. And finally, they are not, but they have witnessed the end. Now, it is a logical conclusion that the end and the beginning cannot be different. The seed grows in a tree, blossoms, brings fruits, and again seeds. Just as in existence everything moves in a circle, the earth, the moon, the sun, the far away millions of stars all move in a circle. That means at a point the end and the beginning are the same. That's why the Eastern scriptures begin with the declaration, Om. The sound of the soundless . The very music of the heart of the universe . And as they go deeper, silence becomes the only reality. They want to declare to the world silence, but nobody has been able to go beyond the third, because each time they say silence, it becomes more a whisper. The beginning we cannot know. We are already here. The beginning has happened. But the end we can know. The disappearance into absolute silence. But if we know the end, we can conclude with absolute certainty that this is how the beginning must have started. From silence, not from words. Silence is the beginning and silence is the end. And if you are a meditator, silence is the middle. Silence is the whole fabric of existence. Manisha . This is not a hypothesis. Neither it is a philosophical idea. It is the experience of thousands of mystics who have entered into their own being. They have heard first Om, and as the Om becomes overwhelming, silence follows. We are made of sound and silence. Sound is our mind, and silence is our being. Sound is our trouble and silence is our liberation. Once it was found by some unknown explorer of the inner, it has been followed by thousands of people. But you are not to repeat it. That's where masses has got lost. They think by repeating Om Shanti, 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 they are doing some spiritual meditative act. But these things may be beautiful, creative, but they are not in any way religious. Every Hindu temple is resounding with the sound. Everybody praying but they have misunderstood the whole thing. It is not your repeating Om that is going to lead you to the reality. It is your becoming utterly quiet and from your very being arises the sound Om. You are just a witness. You are not a doer. And as the sound settles, you feel silence, 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 and then everything disappears. Remains only a universal reality of which you are just a part. Just as a dewdrop disappears in the ocean, you disappear in the ocean of existence. The East has found this to be the only spiritual experience. Neither God nor holy scriptures nor prophets, they are all creating frictions. Neither your prayers, because they are nothing but your desires, anything that is really significant is being quiet. centered, grounded in the very life source, in your very being. And this sutra of Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti has been heard when you are at your very center. It is not your repeating it that you will reach to it. It is not exactly the same either. Approximately, we just to communicate what has happened have invented it. Something similar but far deeper. Something similar but far delicate. Something similar, but not the same. The mystic's writing starts exactly the way the universe has started. And they end exactly as the universe finally goes to rest. The statement relevant to this about this sutra by Gautam Buddha is very significant. He says, it is absolutely foolish to think about the beginning, in which all the theologians of the world are concerned, how the world began. And I can see the significance of his statement that you can never come to a conclusion how the world began, because you were not there. How you can be before the world began? You are part of the world. So all that you say about the beginning is just imagination, hypothesis, guesswork. Buddha says the mystic is not interested how the world began. His interest is how it ends. Because in that very ending you will find the beginning too. But without finding the ending, you can only guess and argue and fight about the beginning, and it is all futile. The philosopher's work is absolutely nonsense. The mystic is very earthbound. Very pragmatic, very realistic. Buddha says, first find how it ends. And it is to be found within you. You cannot wait for the whole world to end. That way it never ends. It is always there, beginningless, endless. But within you, how the world began, and within you, how the world ends. Those who remain clinging with the world are the materialists. Those who start looking inside and try to find how everything ends, and still you are. But just a pure consciousness, just a pure awareness. The flower disappears, but only fragrance remains. And I agree with Gautama Buddha that if you have found the fragrance within you, you know the whole secret of existence. Because every individual is a miniature universe. What is happening on a vast scale in the universe is happening in a very small scale within you. If you have tasted a simple dewdrop, you have tasted all the rivers and all the oceans and all possibilities of water anywhere, and you are the dewdrop. Rather than running here and there, just taste yourself. This sutra contains the whole, the beginning and the end. But it starts from the end and reaches to the beginning. The statement of Gautam Buddha was that ignorance has no beginning. And enlightenment has no end. And both make a circle. Because you know you have been utterly ignorant of yourself, and now you are so alert, so full of joy, so much is dancing in you, each cell, each fiber. This is an experience. It is not a hypothesis. And it has never been argued. There have been Hindu mystics, there have been Buddhist mystics, there have been Jaina mystics, but as far as this sutra is concerned, they have never quarreled about it. They have never argued. This is simply accepted because it is the experience. It is not a theoretical guesswork. It is not philosophy. It is philosophia. It is darshan. They have seen it within their own being, and there is no way not to agree with others who have also seen it. But by repeating it, one is simply being stupid. One has to come to an inner space where it explodes on its own, and you are just a witness. Then it transforms your being, gives it beauty and grace, gives it sincerity and truth.